That's one hell of a strange bird, Mr. Carter.
Bernard, as usual, you don't know the half of it. It's a Maga bird, bred on the slopes of the resin forests in Oriab.
Middle East somewhere?
No, dear Bernard, the Dreamlands. That other dimension to which mere mortals may, on occasion, visit during meditation or nightmare, but which is a geographical location of its very own. Oh, to taste that caramel air. Feel the icy chill of its winds like a dying breath. The light of the moon falling like spoiled milk poured, curdled onto the ashen mountains and the tarry rivers.
Not the Middle East, then?
No, Bernard.
Dreamlands?
Yes, Bernard. Are you going to be dull?
Probably, Mr. Carter.
Dearest August here is my eyes and ears in Arkham County. After all, I'm currently suffering under the irritating restriction of being locked up.
You are, Mr. Carter.
An entirely unjust and irritating set of circumstances.
Why, you did kill a lot of people, Mr. Carter.
Nonsense. They killed one another.
Well, after you had read to them.
Am I to be blamed for their lack of mental elasticity? People should just own up to their own inadequacies, don't you think, August?
Dr. Finch hates that bird.
August is both beautiful, free, and a bringer of chaos. Of course she does. Say what, August?
Eyes and ears, huh?
That's right, Mr. Dull. That's right. We have a connection, you see, as Maga do with one another. I simply have to think, and I can share what she sees, or indeed has seen. For example, come here, my darling. Give Daddy a juicy memory.
Are you going to help?
You still can't hear anything? It's quieter now, not the huge wall of sound I felt outside, but... maybe that's because they know I'm listening.
Who?
The dead.
The dead don't do anything. Not until I've got involved.
I'm not sure that's... it's like I'm plugged into something now. So much more aware. I died and came back with changes.
The result of those changes are in plastic sacks over there.
Not that. That's nothing.
I'd hardly call cannibalism nothing.
Cannibalism is eating the same species. I'm not human, not anymore.
The scientist over here disagrees with you. Now dig!
Not human.
Not human. No, Morgan. You most certainly aren't. Not anymore.
Excuse me?
Oh, I've been following the trials of a young woman called Morgan Lee. She had the misfortune of meeting a rather dangerous individual known as Herbert West.
There's something the bird just told you.
That's right, Bernard.
Except you can't talk to birds.
Can't I?
And even if you could, that bird didn't go nowhere. It's locked up in here with you.
A Maga bird doesn't like to tire its wings. It vanishes and apparates elsewhere.
I suppose it's invisible, too, huh? That's how it spies on everyone without them knowing.
See, Bernard, you can grasp these things if you try. Though it's not so much invisible as beneath one's attention.
Oh, well, I mean, I can see it.
And it doesn't care. It's not spying on you.
It's good that you're locked up in here, Mr. Carter.
Oh, yes, quite right. What a silly boy I am. Bye, Bernard. Have a lovely evening.
Hmm?
Your shift ends in a couple of hours, and you're wearing a particularly cheap brute of a cologne. I assume you're planning on hitting the town?
Well, a few drinks, see how I meet.
Yes. Treat them kindly, won't you?
Well, I'm a gentleman.
I have bruises that prove you are not.
Bye, Mr. Carter.
Goodbye, brute. Oh, August. Were your disposition as sunny as your namesake? Mind you, summers in Arkham are as doom-laden and chilly as a dowager's knickers. Indeed, my plumed love, indeed. Take flight. Feel the air beneath your wings. Locked up, indeed, as if any earth room could hold you.
There we are. Careful! We don't want to damage it.
It?
Her. Whatever. I'll get the rope.
And here you are.
Dean Halsey?
I've been keeping an eye on you. Oh, though I imagine with your ego, you'll take that as a compliment. Well, you're not the first student to kill a first year. They're so fragile. But you're the first to bring one back. Although, given how she looks, it might have been kinder not to.
I'm right here, you know.
And you should stay there. I may yet decide the easiest thing to do with you is fill in the hole.
What do you want?
Oh, just everything. Every note, every formula, every theory. Whatever happens in Arkham County stays in Arkham County.
You can't take my work.
Mr. West, we can do whatever we want. Besides, this place is probably as much responsible for your success as you.
Don't be absurd.
You young people never learn. Arkham is a force of its very own. It's been home to the monstrous for so long. Psychogeography, Mr. West. A little of the madness can't help but rub off. This place loves chaos. It loves breaking boundaries.
Can you hear it?
Hear what?
She thinks the dead are whispering to her.
Who could say? I wouldn't be at all surprised.
And you're the dean of the university. Such willful ignorance, embracing baseless superstition.
Only one of us will look back on this conversation and feel stupid, West. Now, let's return to your laboratory, where you can hand over all the information.
No, never! There is no way I am letting you take my work. It's everything!
I'm the dean of the local university, close friend to the mayor, and I've just found you digging up a corpse next to... a black sack of human remains. Can we move beyond the posturing, Mr. West? You may be happy to burn the candle at both ends, stealing stiffs, but some of us like our sleep.
He won't do it, you know.
Then, he's an idiot.
Or he feels he's gone too far to turn back now. I didn't kill both of those people who ended up in the black sack.
Are you threatening me?
Not at all. Warning you, actually. But it's too late for that. You cut his head off?
Well, I didn't know what else to do.
Completely off.
He was trying to steal my work. Don't. Just stop it. Stop laughing. I mean it.
Oh, how terribly fun. They've been ever so mean to the dean. But what a Violet. And poor Walter. Oh, August, my dear, away with you. I'm an addict in need of his fix. Give me all the gossip.
I don't want to look at you anymore.
Surprise.
Why aren't you with your parents?
I never got past the county line.
Oh, no. Were you sick?
How did you know?
You look really pale.
I felt like my insides were being pulled out of me. Had to get off the bus. Waited for the next one to bring me back. Mom was so confused when I called to say I couldn't come.
I'm so sorry. Wine?
Wine.
Sit down. Rest.
I lucked out to end up sharing with you.
We both lucked out. Cheers!
Cheers.
Stop it! Stop laughing! What? What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with me?
Stop it! Stop it! Help me with the body.
Why?
We have to get rid of it.
You wanted a fresh corpse. Could you get fresher?
It's missing its head.
Can you sew it back on?
Yeah. I don't know.
Does the head even need the body? I mean, to get around, yes, but we know it won't need it to survive. Once you've reanimated it, nothing can stop it ticking. Remember the coyote? Does your reagent work on the brain or the entire nervous system?
I'm not actually sure.
Have you got some with you?
Of course, yes. 10 individual doses.
So do it.
I don't know.
He believed me.
He was an idiot.
He knew a hell of a lot more about this place than you.
Only if you believe a word of it.
I do, though. Of course I do.
Then you're very stupid.
I have to find out.
What?
Whatever is happening to me. You're never going to have the answers.
I'm the only one who will. Now stop talking rubbish and help me carry Helse's body to the car.
No.
Morrigan! I won't tell you again. I created you. I own you. Now do as you're told.
You finally said it. I own you. No. I don't think I could bear that. Oh, please tell me you brought some reagent with you. I'm not sure I can carry all of you. So, let's hope I only need the brain, shall we? Ugh. I'm afraid I'm gonna have to hold you by the hair, not shoving my fingers in the icky bit.
Well, look at you. Not used to our era, Warren. No, sir. Shut your craw. No, idiot. No intention of causing you trouble, my beauty. Be careful of this house, though. Her as lives here isn't the forgiving woman she once was. Life makes bastards of us all. Just watch yourself, that's all. Most may not see you here. Flapping their faces, they'll be none the wiser, but his eye is different. Bye, my pretty. Watch your feathers.
I've traveled as you do. Just the once, mind. Just to escape the flames.
Flames?
There was a time when, even more than now, a woman of power was feared and attacked. I wasn't born in this century, boy. I fled to it. I lived hundreds of years ago and would have stayed there were it not for the May. They came for us all, those judges, soldiers, finders. They accused us of fraternizing with the devil. And then their fires, their desperate need to burn us out, to take our power for themselves. But I'd been preparing for that moment.
Danny.
And I ended up here, in your foolish, useless modern world. A world run by the very people who stole mine from me.
So, how old does this make you?
The first question he has is how many candles he'll need to put on my cake. Why do I bother trying to explain these things?
Sorry, it's been so much to try and take in.
Think of it as a subway, beneath reality itself. The celestial network. Nobody knows how it came to be. What tore huge holes in the fabric of things. But torn, they were, and now, with extreme effort, someone with knowledge can escape into those tunnels and travel wherever they may lead. Time is nothing. Space is nothing. The network encompasses it all, from the first moment to the last guttering flicker of the universe.
And I somehow fell into that by accident.
I'm not a great believer in accidents. There's a reason this is happening to you. I'm convinced of that. As for what the reason is...
And you honestly think you can help me?
I wouldn't offer if I didn't. But it won't just run one way. We'll be helping each other. Understand?
What could you want from me?
Oh, let me tell you about Arkham Boy. It's both a backwater and yet also the most important place in the world. This is where they come closest, you see. The Old Ones.
The Old Ones?
The Great Old Ones are part of a pantheon beyond your imagining. The Outer Gods are another, with Yog-Sothoth, one of the first, most powerful. The Elder Things, they are the creatures responsible for that plane you visit. That halfway place between realities. Then there's Dagon, the oldest and most powerful of the Deep Ones. He has a firm, salty grip on Arkham, that's for sure.
Please, please. This is too much. I can't take it all in.
Oh, fine. Then just know this. Dagon has contaminated those who follow him. Created human hybrids. And the most powerful of them is Robert Marsh. Nothing happens in this county without his slimy tendrils being involved. But it's time that changed. Once it was the witches that had the power. The power of the earth. The ancient magic. And then the Old Ones came and the Marsh family, and then they wiped most of us out. Well, it's time we rose up again. And a power like yours could be a great help.
You make it sound like I'm joining an army.
Boy, that's exactly what you're doing. The Marshes live in Innsmouth. That's where the power is. It's impossible to enter. But with your power...
This is mad. I just don't know what to do. You don't understand what it's like to feel so slippery, so invisible, not quite part of the world.
Oh, don't I?
How could you? How could anyone?
Typical man. Thinking he's the star of the world's story. The eternal sufferer. The noble victim. Keep this arrogance up and someone will nail you to a cross. Calm down.
Calm down? Calm down? I have moved to hell itself, a fucked-up town of freaks and witches, and she's asking me to calm down? I can't even leave! Can you believe that? This stupid fucking place won't even let me leave!
Enough. You're no use to anyone in this state. I need you calm. I need you empty. And there he goes, falling into his own dull brain box.
Please, I just want it all to stop now. Just stop.
Of course you do, boy. Of course you do. Look into my eyes. Sleep.
Eyes?
What's that? Who's there? Spies, is it? Who do you think you are? In fact, who do you think I am that I wouldn't see you?
It's me, Sarah Vincent. They're together. Yes, virtually inseparable. No sign of him, but he must be here somewhere. Isn't he always?
Ask Father to send me another case.
Wow. Your dad's great.
My dad is a...
A what?
Nothing.
You never talk about your family.
I do.
No, you really don't. I'm going on about my family and not giving you the chance. I'm so sorry.
There's nothing to tell, really.
What's your mom like?
Who knows?
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize she was...
She's not dead or anything, just uncommunicative. She never really leaves the house. Dad can be difficult, there's... Look, I really don't want to talk about it, all right?
All right. Sorry.
Forget it.
Your family's always lived here, though, yeah?
Why can't you leave it?
No, wait. I was just gonna... Look, there's so much about this place that doesn't make sense. Arkham County. I mean, really, this place is so... Why? If you've lived here all your life, why is this part of the country so strange? What's going on here?
I can't tell you.
By which you actually mean you won't tell me. It's not that you don't know. You and Henrietta know all about this place, so why don't you tell me?
Please, Violet, leave it.
How the hell can I? I'm in a county that I seem incapable of leaving. A place filled with weirdness and horror and... Secrets, so many stupid secrets. And the only person to tell me anything, at all, is a lunatic in the local sanatorium. My best friend, only friend, frankly, won't tell me a thing. Which makes me wonder how much of a friend she can be.
Hey, I've done everything with you, helped you, stuck up for you.
So that's what this is? Charity?
No. There's some things I can't say, that's all.
That's all? Why? Give me one good reason why. You're not the first person to make an idiot of me. Look at me. Of course you're not. But I actually thought... Oh, forget it.
Violet, wait, please.
Don't touch me!
Oh! Ah!
God. Oh, Chloe. I'm so sorry. So, so sorry. I forget sometimes. Forget how strong I can. Chloe. Oh, God. Chloe, if you can hear me, I'm going to get help.
Poor Violet. She'll be coming soon, I think. Yes, I think I should prepare for company. Come, come, August. No shilly-shallying. Take to the air. We need to know more about Keziah's plans. I'd recognize those Gothic towers anywhere. You're flapping above me, are you not? In the bedeviled skies above the sanatorium. I wonder... Do the prayers of the mad float up on their hot air and give you an extra lift? Hungry, my beauty? Down the gullet it goes. A furry fancy to warm up your belly.
Night.
Well, is that Bernard? Going out to drink and dance and be dreary?
Hi. It's Bernard, isn't it?
Hmm? Yeah. Do I know you?
I work on the nursing staff. You don't want to know my name.
Because you've probably dreamed of this, haven't you, Bernard? Nameless nurse in the car park. She seems to take a shine to your muscles. You take a shine to whatever she might be offering. And what might I be offering, Bernard? Oh, come on. When you dream about it during one of your full-handed fantasies in the washroom, you know exactly what they're going to be offering.
Yes.
Do you ever imagine their faces, Bernard? Or is that a waste of good spittle and effort? Get in the car, Bernard. Your dreams have just come true.
I have a feeling we may not see our poor little Bernard again. Oh, well. Maybe the next one will be a little more interesting.
Light. Lovely. Apt. What better place to talk with the dead than in a tomb? I hope none of you mind. I needed privacy and a place to work. Should I take that as a yes? It's not the cleanest place for medical work, but... Well, you're not gonna die of any diseases, are you, Dean Halsey? Always pay attention in life, Halsey. I may not have gotten far in the world, but you'll always keep your head above water if you pay attention to what others do. One dose down, 9 more to go. I could get a party going in here if I wanted. Fancy that, guys? I don't know what state you're all in, but if I can find a vein, we'll be up and about in no time. Okay, so, can this work? There's no heart to carry the reagent through the bloodstream, but... Well, then there wasn't a functioning heart in me either, so... Maybe he was right. Maybe this is as much about Arkham and magic as it is about science.
Oh, you bastard! You arrogant, idiotic... Bastard!
I'm sorry.
I was referring to West. Though I may grow to hate you more. Being killed is one thing. Why do I fear that being brought back is worse?
You believed me when I said I could hear the dead.
And you reward me by doing this? I shall keep my mouth shut in future.
Please. I have to know.
Know what? I'm not a mind reader.
What's happening to me?
Ah. Well, who can say?
You don't have any idea?
Ideas? Yes. But only ideas.
So tell me.
Why should I? You stood by while your friend, Herbert West...
He's not my friend.
And right now I'm not yours, because I'm dead and missing the vast majority of myself. And I'm far from convinced you weren't complicit in my achieving that state.
You'll tell me, because whatever I am, I'm not human anymore. I'm a walking, talking abomination of meat and bone. I'm eternal corruption, and I am hungry. Oh, so hungry every single moment. The one and only period of relief being the matter of minutes after I killed and ate a complete stranger. Am I rotting? Will I one day start to fall to pieces? And why can I hear the dead, actually hear them whispering, shouting, begging, demanding? And that's not all. I feel other things too. I sensed other people, other minds. I was tripping out of it on something Herbert gave me, but it was like I connected with someone else entirely. Several people. It was like I could hear their thoughts, feel their feelings.
Arkham is a strange place.
That's not enough. You can't explain everything with a shrug and a thumb jerk towards the zip code.
Miss Lee, I can. Of course I can. Arkham simply isn't like anywhere else on Earth. This whole county, brimming with the grotesque, the cruel, the impossible, and the delirious. Death everywhere. Monsters in every single shadow. Look at me. I'm a talking head. Am I surprised? No. Disappointed? Most certainly. The minute I was old enough to realize what my hometown was like, I knew it was unlikely I would live out my days naturally.
So why live here?
After seeing what this place has to offer, how could I live anywhere else? It may be terrifying, Miss Lee. It may be dangerous. But once your eyes have been opened, once you've seen the face of your God, how can you go back? I am Arkham through to my splintered and largely absent bones. And you... you are no longer alone in here.
Oh, God. Oh, God, this is... they're dead, surely. All of them dead.
Of course they are. Every last one of them. You could hardly be alive with so much missing, could you? Look at her. Little more than buck teeth and cavities. Or him. Powder and moss held together by determination. You're surrounded by the dead, Miss Lee.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
They bow to me. Because you're now ruler of the dead. Isn't that lovely?
I'm afraid Chloe doesn't want to see you.
How is she?
She's told me not to talk to you about her injuries.
So it's serious?
We'll be keeping her in sick bay for a day or so, but not sending her to the hospital. We do what we can to avoid that.
I just want to know she's all right.
Maybe come back tomorrow. She should be feeling better by then. Up to seeing people.
Okay. Thanks.
Get some rest yourself. You look like you need it.
It's been a difficult day.
It's a rare day that isn't.
Violet.
Yes?
What?
You said my name.
I really didn't.
Someone did.
I see. You know that rest I told you to get?
Yes.
Get it now.
She's got a point. Who's there?
Violet.
I know you. I know your voice. Where are you? Where are you hiding?
Violet.
If you're trying to scare me, you'll have to up your game. The bar is high today. So where are you? I'm not going to play hide-and-seek in a courtyard all night.
The statue.
Should have brought my coat. Are the leaves really black? Or do they just look like that in the dark? I'm here. Where are you? You're not someone who was worth making out of concrete. What's happened to its face? Is that the weather?
The marsh line is not always pretty. What they lack in looks, they make up for in power. And that, they're not alone. Lotto, please. Please, I won't hurt you. I'll never hurt you.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean... I thought you were a shadow.
You're kind to try and spare my feelings. I know what I look like.
You look like me.
No. My hair is thicker. My back is curved. I couldn't pass among them as you do. My hands, claws. You have no idea the frustrations I've had trying to read these talons tearing through the pages. My face. This is not the brow of a human. Nor are these teeth for smiling. Tearing, destroying, rending, most certainly. But smiles tend to terrify. You see, I have a little more of our father in me.
You left me the note on the car. And the toy.
Yeah. How did it feel to have Lenny back?
Lenny.
Oh, you don't remember.
The teddy bear. Too many arms. That smell.
You asked me to name him.
I asked you?
Yes. Yes, you asked your big brother.
Brother?
I've been looking for you since they took you away. I was told you were dead, but I knew you weren't. Even though I couldn't hear your voice in my head anymore. While yet a boy, I sought for ghosts.
What do you mean?
It's how you found me out here. We could always speak to each other without talking. When you left the county, the line must have severed. And then you came back.
You've been following me since I arrived.
And to Dunwich. I'm so sorry that your first time home brought pain. It was repaid, I assure you.
What do you mean?
No, it doesn't matter. I will take you back there myself. Show you our home.
I don't know.
I thought that was what you wanted. You've been looking for us. Your family.
For as long as I remember. I'll come with you. But will you take me somewhere else first? The leaves are black, you see. He'll be expecting me.
Someone in the corner. I seem to feel like there's...
Ooh, oh,
there's someone in the corner.
Oh, that's just... just my lodger, sweetness.
Something
pay
else.
Pay him no mind.
A pet. It keeps... licking... licking at my... my...
Brown Jenkins does like a salty sip. Oh, yes you do, my puppet. Yes you do. Yes you do. Never you mind. Now lie back. Shut up. And yes, let's be having you.
No, no, please don't, please.
Oh, that's it. That's it. Give me all you've got. Oh, your blood. Your seed. Oh. You have a friend to conjure, and she does love a feast.
Oh, not now, Mr. Freeze, not
now. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Of course, my little sweaty. my hairy little lump of night soil. Oh, yes. If we're to risk the waters of Innsmouth, we need real power on our side. Oh, we need protection. Oh, it's time to summon Mater Staircor.
The Mother of Gas! The Mother of Gas!
Yes, Mater Mortem. Oh, Mater Lacrium. Oh, Mater Staircor. Palacorda Filium. Palacorda Filium. Mater Mortem. Mater Lacrium. Mater Staircor. Palacorda Filium. That's it. Open up for her. Oh, that's it, Mother. Come. Oh, yes. Yes.
Come, August. Come. Don't let them catch you.
What has she done? What has the madwoman done? Mater Staircor, the queen of corruption, the mother of disease.
Why do they keep saying that?
I suspect they're trying to console you. After all, you were rather panicked.
This isn't helping.
They felt your concern, your fear. So they dragged themselves from their alcoves and tombs. No doubt many are still working their way through wood and earth. All wanting to make you feel better. To give themselves to your service. It's insufferably difficult not to join them. I can feel it pulling in what would once have been my chest. The urge to bow, to worship, to love. You're blessed by the dead, Miss Lee. Quite, quite blessed.
But I don't want to be.
Some are born great, some achieve greatness, and some have greatness thrust upon them. Consider yourself the latter, Miss Lee. The dead are looking at you to lead them. What would you have us do?
Careful, August, my love. Careful. I can taste your curiosity and understand it. Is it the smell of familiar oceans? The scent of the dreamland?
Apologies, sir, for meeting in such an inauspicious location.
Nonsense, my friend. Nonsense. Oh, though your vehicle is somewhat cramped.
There is something interesting occurring in the cemetery.
Indeed, I can smell it. What a time to be alive, eh?
August. No. My dearest.
Is that a macaw bird?
Interesting, isn't it? I haven't seen one in this world before.
Can you smell the interfering scent of a spy, sir?
Oh, I can, my friend. I can. We know you're there. People.
Oh, August. Dream well.
Oh, come here, you tasty, tasty morsel.
Oh, August. One day, they'll pay for that. My dear Violet, I've been expecting you.
The leaves turn black.
And that's the least of the worrying signs and portents I've seen this evening.
How did you gain access to my orangerie? You really shouldn't be able to just walk in, you know.
And the orderly shouldn't have turned his back on me. I'm stronger than I look.
How deliciously naughty of you. Still, it's for the best. It affords us privacy. We have something very important to talk about.
And what's that?
The secret to everything, my dear Violet. The truth behind it all. And the most important subject of all, me. So, attend and thrill to the violent, vicarious, possibly viscous adventures of Randolph Carter.